Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show, Ray Gustafson. Joined in studio, Marion Groth with Southwest Michigan Racers. Welcome back, Marion. I didn't talk to you for a little while, so.
Yeah, hi, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. I know Andrew Green from our news department reached out to you the other day and wanted to talk a little bit about the race that's coming up. And we will talk about that, but what is Southwest Michigan Racers? What do you guys do, and what do you do for them?
Sure. So we've been around. It's going on our 7th anniversary. We were founded in August of 2012. Just started out as a club for runners and walkers, and then we started expanding. We got training on how to direct running and walking events, and it just kind of grew from there. We are actually hosting or race directing about 12 to 15 different events every year, and we do them to help other nonprofits raise money for their organizations.
So were you involved from the beginning then, Mary?
Yes, I was one of the founding members.
One of the founding members. So did you just wake up one morning and say, yeah, I think we should do something like this? What inspired you to be a founding member, but to come up with Southwest Michigan Racers?
Yeah, so I started running 5Ks, I think, in 2009. And me and some of my friends, we would travel around to Northwest Indiana and Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo. And there were similar running clubs that were part of the Roadrunners Club of America. So we started looking into that to see how we could form our own chapter of that, and that's what we did.
That's awesome. And so you've been doing this now, you said, for 7 years.
Yes.
That's great. And you do, you said about 12
to 15 a year.
12 to 15 events a year that you guys do. How many members on the board, I guess, if you want to call it that?
Yeah. Well, so our board has, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You have to take off your shoes to count.
Maybe. Yeah, not. We have 7 board members. And then as far as regular members, we probably have about 250 members. And they're from all around Southwest Michigan. And also, we even have members from Indiana.
Nice.
They like coming up, taking part in our events. And so it's really cool.
Is there a primary location when you do these events? Do you kind of move it around a little bit to all over Southwest Michigan when you hold these events? Or is there a primary area that you like, that you favor a little more than others, so to speak?
So we do quite a few in Benton Harbor, both in the city and also the township. And but we also have events in Baroda, Coloma, Waterville-Leet. And then we also do one in Lawrence, and that's coming up in October. So I'll have to come back in and talk to you about that one.
Absolutely. We always love to have you come back in. And I like the fact that you say it's run or walk, because I'm a big runner myself. As I've gotten older, I'm not able to run quite as much, so I'm a big walker. So I love events like this where it's run or walk. That's really great. So before we get into an event coming up that I want to talk about and introduce your guests that you brought along, what are some events that maybe somebody's seen around the area that they're like, what's going on over here? You know, what are some of the events that have become regulars for you that you like to do?
Yeah, sure. So, well, one of our events that has been really popular is our Twin Cities Turkey Trot. It's in downtown Benton Harbor, and we get people from all around the country. People bring in families. It's really great to see the registrations come through, because we're seeing, you know, normally you see one or two people register together, but for that race, we see 4, 6, 8 people registering at a time, and people just love coming in and having fun.
And when is that, the turkey trot?
So that's going to be on Thanksgiving, which is November 28th this year.
So you got to come back another time to talk about that one as it comes up as well. Yeah.
Another long-standing one that we have is our Superhero 5K. That was the very first one that we did, and that one benefits the Boys and Girls Club.
And
That one's in April,
so we did that one a few months ago, and that's great. So we'll introduce who you brought along, Marianne. By the way, if you're just tuning in, talking with Marianne Groth with Southwest Michigan Racers, and you brought a guest in to talk with us about an event coming up on the 19th of September.
Yeah, so I've got Kat Boyer with me, and she's the director of the Benton Harbor Public Library.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you back in here as well. So, involved with the library, but what's your involvement with the Southwest Michigan Racers?
I'm actually a member, and I didn't realize the timing in it. I actually started running right around the time you did, Marianne.
Yeah.
I actually do quite a number of racers events. One awesome thing is you're part of the Michigan Fitness Foundation, so I get awards for doing the racers events once I do enough of them. I'm a run walker, but I run and do a bunch of all these different events.
Do you?
And so I've gotten to know Marianne and be able to help, and I've joined the group. And
so did you run on your own kind of before, or have you been running a long time?
I used to be a lot heavier, and okay. I lost a lot of weight. First I started walking, and then I figured I can run now and I couldn't before, so I started running.
Good for you. And you said you've been doing that about 7 years now?
I think I've been running about 10.
10 years?
Or at least walking.
Yeah. And is it a daily thing for you, or a couple of times a week for you?
I also do triathlon now, so the running is 3 to 4 a week.
Okay.
And then I swim and bike on other days.
Good for you. And Marianne, were you a daily person when you would run, or several days a week when you do it?
So when I started out, yes, it was several days a week.
Yeah.
But now I'm in race director mode, so I probably am working on events 3 or 4 nights a week. So I don't get to do a lot of running anymore.
Have either of you done a marathon?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Did you really?
I've done the Chicago Marathon 3 times.
3 times. Good for you. I've never worked myself up to a marathon.
Haven't done the full marathon. I've done about 6 half marathons.
Half marathons, yeah.
I might do a full if I can find one that is in an area I want to see a lot of, because I'm going to be out there for a long time.
Oh, yeah. exactly. All right. So coming up Thursday, the 19th of September, we want to talk about an event coming up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we've got the 4th annual Hobbiton Beer Run. This is a great run in the Arts District in Benton Harbor. It's not a timed run. It's just something for people to come out and have fun on a Thursday evening. We start at the livery, and we have 2 routes. People can either do a 5K or they can do a 2.5.
I've never heard of a 2.5K before.
Yeah.
You're getting creative here, Marianne.
Yeah. So we used to do, 3-mile route?
Yeah.
And then we had a lot of people that, hey, can we, not a 3-mile. It was 2 miles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We had people that wanted to do a full 5K route. So we added this. So now people go from the livery down around through downtown Benton Harbor and then head out to North Pier Brewing Company,
right.
And then back to the livery. But we knew there were some people that didn't want to go a long distance, and we wanted to be able to get those walkers that just wanted to come out for an easy walk. So we have a shorter route that still goes to North Pier Brewing Company and back.
Okay. And so that's coming up on the 19th at 6. So it's a run or walk, you say it's a flat. There's not a lot of hills involved with this one.
Yeah,
you're talking my speed here now.
The only hill that you might have is going up on the bridge over the Pawpaw River.
Oh, yeah, that.
And that's barely anything at all.
No, for runs, that is a flat course.
And you said this is the 4th year you've been doing this one.
Yeah, so we started this. Kat came up with the idea, can we do something to raise funds for the children's wing? And we came up with this, and it's last year we had a great turnout.
Oh, we did, and we got great photos from
Merkaba Candid.
Sure.
Young man by the name of Josh. He comes out, does some photos, and just really captures everybody having a fun time.
Are those photos posted somewhere that we could, are they on somebody's Facebook page or on an event page?
They're actually on the event page. So if you go to runsignup.com/Hobbiton Beer Run, there's actually a link there to see all the pictures from last year.
Okay.
And just for people who aren't familiar, Hobbiton is spelled Hobbiton. And Katie can probably talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, it's to benefit the Benton Harbor Public Library as well, right?
It is. About 4 years ago, I believe it was our summer reading program theme dealt with fitness. And throughout the summer, we decided to challenge the community to log miles to go from the Shire to Mordor and destroy the ring. As in Lord of the Rings. So we decided to cap it off with Marianne's help with a run to benefit the children's department with, so that people could train all summer and then have a nice event to finish their training with if they wanted to. And we chose Hobbiton to keep, have that theme that went with the Lord of the Rings and the event we were doing. Plus, this is right around Tolkien's birthday. Tolkien, Frodo, and Bilbo all have the same birthday.
Got it. All right, so top to bottom, what it is, when it is, how can we register?
Yep, so this is a super low-cost run. It's $15, and the registration fee, you get a pint glass, you get a decal with the event logo. You can put it on your car, you can put it on the glass, you can put it wherever, put it on your laptop. You get a finisher medal that doubles as a bottle opener, and then, of course, you get a custom race bib. And if you want to get a T-shirt, people can upgrade for $5 to get a T-shirt.
And how can we register?
So we want people to go to runsignup.com.
That's all one word, runsignup. Uh-huh.
And then / Hobbiton Beer Run. So that's Hobbiton Beerrun. A lot of doubles there.
Hobbiton Beer Run.
Another place, I think, so we have a link on our website. So that's swmiracers.org.
Awesome. Marianne and Kat, thank you for coming in and talking with us about it, and we'll help get the word out.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.